Hi, my name is Lena, and I am an English coach. I want to thank you for following me, for listening to my podcasts. I try to make it as personal as possible. And what I want you to know is that here on my podcasts, it's all a safe place. I come from, the bottom of my heart out to you. And I love sharing my experiences because my main purpose of doing my podcasts is for people out there to get to know me a little bit better and to rescue something that could help them deal with some sort of issue. In today's podcast, I would like to discuss one of the most dramatic, tragic, one of the most miserable and heartbreaking episodes of a child's life. The worst atrocity that someone could inflict on a child. I would like to begin by saying that this podcast is intended for people out there, especially for parents out there who are listening to me, or for teenagers, young people, or adults that are listening to me right now. And my main intention is to share my story with you and to help you get through yours. I would like to say that I am fine and I am ready to speak up now. I am 42 years old and I have been through almost everything. When I was a child, maybe when I was 5 or 6, I was sexually abused by one member of my family. I would like to keep the identity of this person in secrecy and in private because there's no need to point out who it was. However, which I think is more important is to share my story from the point of view of a small child and how that affected me and still affects me in my adulthood. When I was 5 and 6, our families used to be really close to each other. It was just so beautiful to be able to spend time with all my cousins, with my aunts and my uncles, my parents, my grandmother. It was all just fun and games. We were children. Every single summer, we used to spend time together. Sometimes I would go and stay at my cousin's place, and sometimes they would come over and spend the whole summer with us at my parents' house. But one of those summer vacations, I was victim of sexual abuse. I remember vividly, as though it was yesterday. One night, while I was sleeping with one of my cousins in their beds, we were very little because we would share the bedrooms together. We were so many kids. I remember one night while we all were sleeping, in the middle of the night, this person sneaked into the room pulled the quilting sheet off of me. Of course, I woke up and looked at him, and I immediately was shushed by him. He asked me to be quiet. And so I did. I didn't understand what was going on. He held my hand, my little hands, and he made me sit on one edge of the bed, and he started touching my face in a very strange, weird way. He grabbed my neck. He touched my lips with his hands. And then he forced me to touch his genitals. And that's how far it got that night. Unfortunately, that was just the beginning of almost 7 years of sexual abuse by this same man. I was a child, innocent and naive. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't understand what he was doing to me, why he was touching me, why he was making me touch his intimate parts. I was 5, for God's sake. I didn't understand anything, absolutely anything. Back then in the late 80s, children were raised in a different way. Education was totally different from what it is like nowadays. Today, children are given the opportunity to speak up. Children are a lot more empowered to say whether they feel loved or unprotected, whether they feel in danger, exposed. Children today are given the opportunity to be themselves, to feel that they have the right to speak up and stand up for themselves. In contrast to children who were born in the 80s, at least in my family, we were not raised with that kind of freedom. Most of the time, children were suppressed. We were not allowed to speak up, intervene in adult conversations. We were not supposed to interrupt while they were talking, just to let them know, hey, this is happening right now. It was bad manners, we were told. And part of that education didn't allow me to speak up. I was 5, about 6 years old back then, when I was molested and sexually abused by this person in my family. And I didn't know what was right and what was wrong. I thought that the adults around us in our family were there to protect us. They would never, ever harm any one of us. But he was actually doing it to me. And and I didn't know. I was puzzled. I was confused. After that experience, I cannot say whether I felt different or not, but I knew that something happened. I remember that I was not able to say anything. My parents had never given me the that kind of confidence to sit down with them and tell them straightforwardly, hey, this is what's happening to me. This person has done this to me. I was not given that kind of confidence and freedom. Perhaps I was just as scared. I don't know how I felt back then. What I know is just I was confused. And of course, this man had asked me not to say anything, of course. He did the same thing over and over again. Sometimes I was watching TV with my cousins on the sofa, and all of a sudden he would just sit, you know, in the middle of the sofa right next to me. He would pull a quilt and to cover himself and all the kids, even his own kids, and then he began to touch me. He would touch my buttocks. He would once again grab my hand and force me to touch his genitals. So he was somehow testing how far he could go until it all happened. I remember that I was in my bedroom getting dressed, and I don't know where the rest of the family was back then. I remember that I was on the second floor of their house. I was getting dressed, and then suddenly he just showed up at the door and he sneaked into the room. He closed the door, he locked it, and then he pulled my pants down. I think he was wearing shorts, yes, I remember, and then he just did it. He penetrated me, and it was extremely painful. I think I cried because of the pain, and he got nervous. He got so nervous that he stopped, and then he looked at me and said, hey, this is just a game. Don't say anything to anybody. This is just a game, okay? So next time I'll do it more gently. And I remember that he said those things. He spoke those words to me, and I was crying in pain until he waited. You know, things got calmed down until I stopped crying. Then he walked away. He did that very many things, multiple times, endless times, for years and years. He forced me to engage in full sexual intercourse with him. Sometimes I remember that when my parents and my siblings used to visit them, they would be on the first floor having some drinks and some shots while the kids were on the second floor playing. And I was there, and then suddenly he would just come up the stairs. He was obviously a little drunk, and he would touch me. He would just, you know, touch me in places where you are not supposed to touch a child. And when I grew a little bit older, maybe when I was about 10 or 11, I knew that it was something that he was not supposed to do. I remember that when all of these things happened, I was trying to understand the dynamics of it all. He would hide. He would make me hide as well when he was with me, abusing me. he would stop immediately if he heard someone come up the stairs. He would pretend that he was doing something else or talking with me when he realized that someone was coming up to the same floor where we were. And I learned that kind of, moves from him. By his reaction, I understood, hey, this is something that people are not supposed to watch or to know about. And I learned that not because he directly or implicitly told me, but because I observed the way he behaved and how scared and nervous he was at times when people were around. But that didn't stop him from doing what he was doing to me. When I hit puberty, when I turned perhaps 12 or 13, and I, of course, was becoming a teenager, I somehow repelled everything that he was doing to me, and I didn't want to let him touch me anymore. I think I was a bit stronger and I had built this character. I don't know if it was like a self-defense character, or maybe it's because simply I was just a bit older that I did not really want to let him keep on doing or abusing me anymore. And I'm not sugarcoat this, I'll be extremely honest, but when a child is engaged in this kind of sexual interaction with an adult from a very early age, I was confused. I have to admit that I somehow began to like it, And I didn't know. Perhaps I picked his touching me, his abusing me as this way of affection or appreciation or likeness that he had for me. And it was just all this process, all this sexual titillation, because that's how it all began. He was just luring me to allow him to get as far as he could. And it all happened like that. It took me a minute to see that this was just one of the worst atrocities that you could ever do to a child. Because the pain and the trauma, the trauma that you inflict on a child when you abuse of them is just something that is hazardous to their mental and even physical well-being. Well, it's all on the table now. When I became a teenager, when I was perhaps 13, I began to like another little boy in my school, and that's when I realized, because I had more education at school, we were taught, that what was, sexual abuse, what was somehow, what was defined as molesting a child. So I understood it better. And that kind of behavior, of course, has never sat well with me. And that's when I finally understood it. Hey, this is just not right. But I was still a kid. I was 12, 13. And for years, I had been sexually abused by this man in my family. And of course, when I began to like this little boy, that's when I stopped, feeling what I perhaps felt for this person in my family who was abusing me. Because like I said, it somehow got me into the whole thing. And well, when I decided to say no, because finally I had the guts to say, hey, no, don't touch me anymore. I don't want to keep on doing this. I don't want you to keep on touching me. I remember that he insisted a few times after my saying no. And that's how it all ended, because I decided to stop it, because finally I had opened my eyes and learned that what he had been doing was a crime. I have never actually gone to a psychologist or a therapist to talk about this. I think that I am the type of person who loves self-analyzing myself. I like to talk with myself and I try to make the best effort to understand, you know, the different kinds of behaviors that I have adopted, you know, at several points and stages in my life. And I have to admit, you know, that it took me a minute to understand that most of the emotional needs that I have always felt was because it all stemmed from or was a result of this sexual abuse, you know, of which I was a victim. But I want to tell this story because maybe there is someone out there who is an adult like me who had been sexually abused for years by someone in their own family. Maybe there are some parents out there who are listening to this podcast who have small children at home. Please, I beg you, give your children the freedom and the confidence to speak up. Don't judge them. Give them that kind of trust they need so that they can approach to you at any time and tell you anything they might be going through, because that is crucial and that can make a huge difference. I also want to end this episode by telling you all that I am a survivor. I am 42 years old now, and I am a survivor of sexual abuse. You can make it. You are stronger than your traumas, and you shouldn't feel ashamed if you were ever abused by someone in your family. You were a victim. Yes, and I was too. But that does not define us. We shouldn't feel sorry for anything. It's them who should be held accountable for every single act. We should stand up straight and be proud of who we have become. Protect your kids. And remember, you are strong. You will make it. Nothing can break you. So, I hope you're listening, and I hope you understand that the purpose of this episode is to encourage you to protect your kids, to be attentive, to be alert, to give them the confidence, the freedom, and the empowerment to have serious conversations and open conversations, to let them open up. Thank you.